It's sometimes difficult to detect a common theme in the lectionary readings for a given Sunday, but today it's not so difficult at all. The first lesson from 1 Samuel in the Gospel reading each tell a story of a divine call, a call from God, a call out of the blue, an unexpected call directed at a particular person as he was going about his ordinary life. The boy Samuel in his bed and Nathanael under the fig tree, going about their lives until God interrupted their routines. Nothing in these stories suggests that either Samuel or Nathanael had some special gift that merited God's attention. But what they did have, both of them, was a willingness to hear or see what God was doing. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Come and see. They also had, and this is important, I think, they also had some help. They had some assistance from somebody else. Samuel would not have recognized the voice he heard as the voice of God if Eli had not recognized this first and told Samuel to answer the next time God called him. And Nathanael would not have even considered the possibility that anything good could come out of Nazareth if Philip had not invited him to see for himself. And I think it's safe to say that not many of us here this morning can honestly claim to have had as vivid an experience of a divine call as Samuel and Nathanael did. For the truth is that this business of a call from God is kind of a puzzling notion. It's puzzling, it's subtle, it's complex, and it's open to all sorts of interpretations. And sometimes it's not really understood, except in retrospect. A call to ministry is thought of by many as a matter reserved for those entering the ordained ministry. Clergy, we think, are called, other people get jobs. But the biblical concept of a call is something much broader and much deeper. It's true that people in the Bible were sometimes called to do a specific thing or to follow a particular quasi-vocational path, like Samuel's call to be a prophet or Paul's call to be an apostle. But if we step back, and look at the biblical witness as a whole, if we look at the entire span of history encompassed by Holy Scripture, we see that it is the story of the people of God being called into community. Called into community. Not by group consensus or by the surrounding culture or by a visionary leader, but by the gracious initiative of a loving and persistent God. From the congregation of Israel and the synagogue to the ecclesia, the church, in the New Testament. And this call of God's people into community includes every single one of us as well. For all of us have been called by God at our baptism into the body of Christ, that is, the church. And part of what the church is about, a large part, is helping one another see and realize the implications of our calling in this sense. Helping each other discern who we are called to be and what we are called to do as disciples of Jesus. Helping one another to respond to a call out of our everyday lives, out of the world, if you will, out of the world's way of being and valuing and believing, and into God's kingdom and God's dream for all people. For it is a call out of our old self-understanding and worldview into a new way of seeing and understanding everything, even ourselves. And we help one another. We help one another discern this call by providing a safe and welcoming and nurturing environment where we can reflect on our lives and discover what it is that makes us most real and most authentic. You know, some of us consider our calling, our vocation, our profession. It's what we do for a living. And some of us, if we're fortunate, we say, I cannot believe I'm paid to do what I would gladly do for nothing. Although I suspect we probably would not. But for others of us, our calling is found elsewhere. The Apostle Paul's vocation was not making tents. His calling was to take the gospel to the Gentile world. And he spoke of that vocation as a source of great joy. Part of what the church is about, then, is helping people find the place, and I'm paraphrasing Frederick Buechner here, the place where our deep gladness meets the world's deep need. And when we find that place, when we find that place and live out of that place, wonderful things happen. Wonderful things happen because we are being the most true to ourselves and the most fully alive we can be. So how do we find that place? How do we get there? And how do we help one another get there? Well, our reading from 1 Samuel suggests that a vocation is not a goal we pursue, but rather something we listen for. And that to receive a call is to respond to a voice. And experience suggests that the voice we are most likely to hear comes from within ourselves. The story is told of Martin Luther King, Jr., during the Montgomery bus boycott, when he was at the point of exhaustion and about to give up. He had received a threatening phone call late at night and he couldn't sleep. So he went into his kitchen and he took his problem to God. Then, as Dr. King told it, he could hear the quiet assurance of an inner voice saying, "Stand up for righteousness. Stand up for truth. God will be at your side forever." And as he listened, God gave him inner calm. His fears and uncertainty ceased. And with the inner resources that God had provided, he was able to continue his prophetic witness and work for a just society. There's an old Quaker saying, "Let your life speak," which happens to be the title of a book on vocation by one of my favorite writers, Parker Palmer. This saying can be taken in two ways. One is to let our lives speak for us, which of course they do. But the deeper and I think the intended meaning is to let our lives speak to us. And as Palmer points out, our lives speak to us perhaps more profoundly through our responses to our experiences than through actual words. I think this is somewhat akin to what Dr. King was doing that night in his kitchen, listening to his life in the presence of God, letting his life, as it was at that moment, speak to him, and hearing with renewed strength God's call to action. As we honor Dr. King's life and legacy this weekend, may we as a community listen prayerfully to our own lives. May we let them speak to us and tell us who we are to be and what we are to do to fulfill God's dream of justice in our own day. Amen.